In this bulletin, Victoria records over 300 new coronavirus cases and 4 deaths. Australian aid to arrive in Lebanon today. And former world number one Serena Williams ousted from the top seed quarterfinals. With the latest SBS News, I'm Julia Carcatzel. Victoria's chief health officer says the state's harsh coronavirus restrictions are starting to have a positive effect. The state today announced 303 new coronavirus cases and 4 deaths. That's down from 372 new cases and 14 deaths yesterday. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton says recent data should give Victorians at least some hope and confidence.
I always reinforce no room for complacency. But I do think it's important that people understand that the actions that they've taken, especially in recent weeks, are showing up in our numbers now. And so people should have hope and confidence that the things that we know work are now manifesting in our daily counts.
There are concerns for those who dined at a restaurant in southwest Sydney after 2 staff members worked across 10 days whilst potentially infectious with coronavirus. Anyone who dined at Chopsticks Asian Cuisine restaurant from Friday the 31st of July to Saturday the 9th of August is considered a casual contact. They must monitor for symptoms of coronavirus and immediately get tested and self-isolate if symptoms occur. New South Wales registered a further 9 coronavirus cases today. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has expressed gratitude for a near million Australians who served in World War II. Mr. Morrison gathered with veterans at the Australian War Memorial in Canberra for the 75th anniversary of the end of the Second World War in the Pacific. Close to 40,000 Australians lost their lives.
During the Second World War, 1 million Australians wore our uniform and made the silent promise to give their lives for their country if need be, their tomorrows for our today.
New Zealand has reported 7 new coronavirus cases today. It comes as the lockdown in Auckland, New Zealand's largest city and home to 1.7 million people, was extended for nearly 2 weeks. New Zealand's Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield, says he's confident all new cases will be linked to the same outbreak.
6 of the new cases are already linked to previous cases in this cluster that we have in the community, and 1 of the new cases remains under investigation. This is in addition to the 1 case from yesterday where the link to the extant outbreak is still being investigated to firmly establish what that link is. But in both cases, we feel quite confident that they will be linked to the outbreak.
Australia will today deliver aid to Lebanon to assist with recovery efforts after the explosion in Beirut earlier this month. The delivery will be performed by an Australian Defence Force aircraft based in the Middle East and will include shelter kits and mobile warehouses to replace destroyed storage facilities. The federal government says the supplies will be distributed by trusted non-government organisations, including the Red Cross, as well as the United Nations. Turning to tennis, former world number one Serena Williams has been ousted from the top seed quarterfinals. Williams lost to an opponent ranked outside the top 100 for the first time in 8 years. Shelby Rogers beat Williams 1-6, 6-4, 7-6, picking up her 3rd career victory over a top 10 opponent. Rogers says the match was special.
It was important for me to go on the court thinking I could win that match and knowing I could take care of my service games, because she has probably the best serve of all time. And when she wants to, she can win a point with her serve. And we saw that a few times today. You know, I'd get in a couple of her service games, 30 all, something like that, and then, okay, ace. And you just got to accept that and move on and keep trying. And then I got the break in the second. And I was like, okay, here we go.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, showers and a possible storm, 15 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 16. Melbourne, showers and 14. Hobart, rain and 14. Canberra, partly cloudy and 14. Wollongong, mostly sunny and 19. Sydney, mostly sunny and 21. Newcastle, sunny and 20. Brisbane, sunny and 23. Cairns, much the same and 29. And in Darwin, mostly sunny and 32 degrees. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.